Let's take a right turn into the left that we were skidding into and take a turn around some of those Texas topics. Well, how much prouder Dallas, could we get of our fearless leader, Jerry Jones?
How about them Cowboys?
That's right. By the way, they play the Carolina Panthers, who are the only team in the league that are arguably worse than the team they just beat, the New York Jets. So we should do okay this Sunday. But Jerry Jones is going to be about $250,000 lighter. They're in the Meadowlands at the New York Jets Stadium this past Sunday, MetLife Stadium. Jerry Jones was caught on video. He flipped the bird. He flipped the bird to some fans that were down below, because everybody's always down below, because that's what he is up there in the suites. It wasn't shown on TV, but fans caught it on video, too. So he's standing in his luxury box when he shoots the bird and then quickly changes it to his index finger there.
Oh.
Now, okay, Jerry has talked about this, even though the NFL is fining him $250,000, because that's not a good thing to do. Jerry claims it was an accident. He said he was celebrating a touchdown, and he meant to give a thumbs up to Dallas Cowboys fans and then point at them. But he flashed the wrong finger. Quote, there wasn't any antagonistic issue. I bet he did good on that word. Or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show on the hand, but that was inadvertently done, and I'm not kidding. If you want to call it accidental, you can call it accidental.
I mean, I don't understand has that ever happened to you?
Well, Jerry's been flipping us Cowboys fans off for the last three decades. So
I love new Cowboys.
I believe it.
There is a lot of action going on around the state fair this year. But don't believe those rumors that it's too expensive for people to go. Reps for the event say the first several days are usually the least attended, and there are lots of ways to save. Kids price admission after 5 every day, Dr. Pepper value days every Tuesday and Thursday, $5 off coupons from McDonald's, and Wednesdays, this is cool, you can help feed the need, bring 5 cans of food, and it's just $7 to get in the doors. They also say you don't need to blow your budget on the midway, as there are over 100 activities that are absolutely free.
There you go. Yeah, it was Channel 8. It was some news reporter that was just out there at the state fair, and they just took pictures and posted them. And there's like nobody there. And it was like, is it the cost? ? That went viral about the whole thing. And like I said, Elle over at the ranch, she was there Saturday. She said it was packed. I mean, parking was insane. It was a regular Saturday that you would expect at the state fair.
Mm-hmm.
But people are saying about the price a little bit. And that it... I mean, there were carnival work. The carnies had to bark at each other there for a little bit, okay?
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but I know the price is a deterrent. Plus, Big Tex was... He was trying to give a thumbs up. I know it was
Excuse me, middle finger.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Careful.
Oh,
easy to get confused.
Giving a thumbs up. Let's... I hate to take this this bridle away from the sports director of the station here. But a couple of sports notes here. First of all, Tarleton basketball program, you've had a couple of days there. Your head coach, Billy Gillespie, who's no stranger to controversy, a couple of days ago, Tarleton put him on administrative leave while they conducted an investigation that was largely anonymous. Nobody knows anything. They concluded the investigation. He's been reinstated as of yesterday. So seems to be much to do about nothing there. When it comes to the new manager of the Rangers, a couple of days ago, 21st manager in franchise history, Skip Shoemaker, takes over for Bruce Bochy. The Mavs start in a couple of weeks. They've already said that they're ready to leave the AAC. Stars start up their season Saturday night. And now, as of 2 days ago, they say they're ready to leave the American Airlines Center as well. And Arlington's courting them, saying, hey, come over here to Jerry World and the land over here where the Rangers are here. You know, Plano and Frisco are saying, in other words, any team that has Dallas associated will not be playing yet again in Dallas, probably by 2030. And Arlington Renegades of the UFL, they're now the Dallas Renegades as of yesterday, and they will play in Frisco.
Okay. So, a lot of sports.
Back to you, sports director. That's
so many directions.
So weird.
Yeah. So when there's a lot of pressure when a new baby comes into the world, I don't know if you know this, but you're not allowed to leave the hospital until the baby has a name. You're not going anywhere there. And the fine folks of the Westaplex have spoken when it comes to our latest addition. That would be the brand new baby elephant, Fort Worth Zoo. Her name is Lady Bird, after former First Lady Bird Johnson. She will be called Birdie. She weighs in at 320 pounds and is learning to navigate the herd as well as her trunk. Apparently, there's a learning curve on that one.
Yeah, she was trying to give a thumbs up, too.
Oh. Be careful.
How about that?
It can cost you.
The annual study that ranks the 100 worst and best cities to drive in has come out. Traffic, weather, accidents, gas prices, parking, et cetera, all factored into this. The 10 worst include four cities in California. But Philadelphia, the number one worst city, they say, to drive in. Those streets are incredibly narrow in Philly. It is in blind corners everywhere.
Oh,
they have vegetation, of all things. So it is a little tricky. 10 best cities to drive in, including five cities in Texas. Coming in at number one, Corpus Christi.
Oh, wow.
They say, it could be wide open. Boise, Idaho, talk about wide open. Scottsdale, Laredo, and Lubbock, Texas.
Whoa.
Coming in. Yep. One of the best places to drive. The only problem is if you're driving in Lubbock, you're in Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That's probably. And then its annual list of the best of Fort Worth came out. Fort Worth Magazine's Best of Fort Worth 2025. And congratulations for Radio Personality of the Year.
Aww.
Tiffany Blackman and my so-called fabulous podcast.
What?
That is right. Evidently the number one radio show / radio personality, according to Fort Worth Magazine's Best of 2025, is a podcast.
Tiffany Blackman.
No, it wasn't the cowgirl.
And
it's a podcast. You know, here in radio, we can't make fun of many people, but those that still make magazines, we definitely can. So, that's
good thing is a radio show.
Well, there's still waiting rooms around America, right?
Restart your
congratulations.
It's KB and Heather
podcast about
KFM.
That.